from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Where were you when you were 17? Can you remember? I had acne.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, no guru today. No jokes. Sick. The man's sick.
The goo flu.
Something just happened to my computer.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Restarting?
I don't know.
Weekly updates?
What's going on here? I'm nothing without my computer. Okay. Anyway, we'll get that resolved soon, hopefully. Joe Spinone in for Daryl the Guru Johnson, and we're talking about sports. Mm-hmm. We got a lot going on. We've got, I'll figure it out. I don't know. I'll figure it out at the break. Did you do something to it, Lucas, when you were in last? Okay.
Everything looks fine over there. I just wanted to go check. I don't know what's going on.
My computer. Okay. We move on. Yeah, we'll figure it out. I'll play through it. So
you're making fun of the technology before the break.
Damn,
now you need it.
What the heck's going on here?
And this isn't like it's a phone. This is just computers.
Exactly.
You're around for those.
Yes. So anyway, boy, we got topics galore today. 49ers training camp started yesterday. What kind of start do you think it got off to? I don't know. But
they'll be fine.
The problem is now I don't have that Steph Curry quote in front of me that I thought that I had. But anyway, we're going to move on from Curry briefly. So Draymond Green was on Jeff Teague's podcast. 520 podcast, is that what it's called?
Sure.
Okay. And he was talking about the situation that the Warriors are in right now. And obviously, the topic of the moment with the Warriors involves Lauri Markkanen and whether they're going to try to acquire him and how much they want to give up for him, and will they have to give up too much for him? But I believe that they definitely have interest. So Draymond Green.
I found that Steph quote, by the way. It was the one from Mark Spears article.
Correct.
From the Anscape.
Correct.
Quote, let's put it this way. It's a long-winded way of saying that if it is a situation where you are a bottom feeder and it's just because you want to stay there, I'd have a hard time with that. But I don't think that's going to be the reality, Steph Curry said to Mark Spears of Anscape.
However, as we also know, and Steph Curry confirmed, things change quickly, especially in the NBA. So Draymond Green's talking about where the Warriors are at, what moves they can make, and how they can get back into the playoffs, this, that, and the other. Just take a listen. This is Draymond Green, everybody's favorite power forward. Take a listen.
Regardless of how uneasy he was last year, mm-hmm. regardless of how bothered he was, we built that organization.
That's a fact. Right?
That organization was the laughing stock of the NBA.
That's a fact, bro.
And so in doing what we've done, there's still a care for the organization. Like, mm-hmm. we was just about to make some trades last week. And I told them straight up, like, yo, that trade helped me. Like, it'll help me right now in my career these last couple years and stuff. But I've always spoke to y'all from a place of what's best for this organization. I won't stop now.
Yeah.
That's a bad trade. Like, don't do that trade. Like, I disagree with it, although it's going to help me right now.
Yeah.
And so what Clay just did, and nobody will give him credit for, what Clay just did is he just relieved this organization mm-hmm. of the financial hardships that the organization was starting to face, right? Yeah. You're still doing for the organization. Yeah, but nobody will say that. Nobody will say him leaving, because they'll only make it about, he was unhappy.
All right, so Draymond Green says the Warriors were going to make a trade last week, or were certainly thinking about it. And he said, you know what? That's a bad trade. That would help me, but we've got an obligation to this organization that we built, and he's obviously part of that. And so just extrapolating, let's hypothetically say he was talking about marketing, and maybe Lacob or Dunleavy said, what do you think about going out? We'll go get marketing, and we'll give up Kuminga, we'll give up Pods, and, you know, we'll give up two future firsts because you and Steph, you deserve another shot at it, and we think this is the best way to do it quickly, this, that, and the other thing. And Draymond said, yeah, I don't think that's going to be a good trade for the organization long term. I mean, the first thing I think of is, well, wait a minute. I mean, it's an admirable thought. It really is. But I thought we were doing everything and anything under the sun for Steph. So we must not be doing that.
Has Draymond said that before, though? Has Draymond said we need to do everything it takes to win for Steph?
No. Draymond hasn't. But that's what I find interesting. We've got a fan base that a lot of fans want the Warriors to do anything and everything for Steph in the next couple years. And that's a fair point. Now we have Steph saying, essentially, I don't want to play for a bottom feeder. But now Draymond Green saying he didn't want a trade that the Warriors apparently were going to do, because even though it would help right now, which I thought a lot of people wanted, it'll hurt us 5 years from now. But I thought we didn't really care about that. So my first thought is, well, what's the plan then? And is everybody on the same page, including the players? I don't know. I don't get it.
I just think it's funny that he's so worried about the future of the team after he signed a contract that ties him for this organization for basically 4 years. And I'm just going to say, I don't think he's going to be great that last year, maybe even two. And he's also going to be a part of why he's tying down the team with his contract. I don't get it. Like you were saying, admirable, okay. I just don't think it's really, is it his place to be talking about the future of the team after him? Like, should he be involved in decisions where he's not going to be part of the focal point going forward for this franchise? Do fans like that?
Well, I don't hate it. If I knew, I could just take him at his word and he meant everything he was saying.
I think fans are going to be pissed that he is making decisions that are going to affect Stephen Curry's future with this team potentially. Because if Stephen Curry needs, and we're assuming here, we don't know what the trade was about, but we're assuming it's a Lowry Markkanen deal.
Sure.
If Steph needs that to stop speaking cryptically through the media, which, let's be honest, that's scaring fans right now.
It is.
Like, these two comments back-to-back do not make me feel good if I'm a Golden State Warriors fan. Stephen Curry saying, I don't want to be a bottom feeder, and then Draymond saying, like, yeah, you know, they're talking about trades, but I just don't think it's going to be good for the long term. Maybe the short term. Well, that's all fans care about right now.
Right.
Is the short term. I don't care about 2, 3, 4 years down the line. I care about this year and then next year is what I'm caring about right now. Stephen Curry, who's eligible for a 1-year extension, tying him here for another 2 years,
right?
August 6th.
Right. Well, and I can't help but think, I mean, obviously, I would say to Draymond, whoa, wait. You just signed a 4-year, $100 million contract with a player option
exactly
at the end of it. And now you're talking about, well, that wouldn't help the organization long term.
Exactly.
Who out there right now believes that Draymond's deal will help the Warriors long term. Mm-hmm. Nobody believes that. He's got three more years left on his deal, and it's going to be a fingers crossed last 3 years of his deal, because people are worried about A, his demeanor and attitude, and B, his level of play falling off.
And mainly the A in there, where is he even going to be on? If he's one slip up away from being indefinitely suspended. And then maybe it's a blessing in disguise. Maybe you can get off that contract. But that's another conversation for another day.
Exactly. Exactly. So 888-957-9570 is the number. I just think it's kind of fascinating as we're talking about the Warriors. We've got Steph Curry talking yesterday saying, look, I don't want to just stick around to be at a certain place if we're a bottom feeder. I'm not going to do that. But I don't see that happening. The reality is the Warriors are closer to being a bottom feeder than a contender at this point. And if they think the marketing trade can make them better right away, then that takes the pressure off what Steph Curry said. But now you're telling me Draymond doesn't want to do it.
What did you make of that?
I don't get it.
Well, what did you make of, because I haven't gotten your thoughts on this on air with you, about Stephen Curry basically putting the Warriors on notice through the media? I mean, for the first time since I can remember, like, he's never done something like this. And I've been kind of clamoring him to do this on the airways for a while now, going back to last year. I think it was Evan and I filling in for you and Goo one day. And I was like, I would like Steph to be a little bit more selfish and kind of put the Warriors' feet to the fire a little bit. Just do what a LeBron does occasionally. Just speak through the media.
Right.
You have the voice, and it carries a lot of weight privately, but more so publicly.
Yeah.
That is, he's checking everyone up there, being like, yeah, you know what? If we're not going to be competing for playing spots or for a playing team, see, that's another thing on this. What is a bottom feeder? Is it completely out of the play-in? Is it a fringe playing team? Like, what is it to you, Steiny?
I mean, he talked about, you know, I want to be competitive. But he also says, look, I get it. You can't win every year. So I think,
which I think is, he was talking about this year specifically.
Right.
I don't think he feels like they're going to win this year.
Right. But
currently constructed.
Yeah, no, and that's not a unique thought, I think, with this team. Somebody on the YouTube chat yesterday said, it sounds like Curry wants to always, you know, wants to have a puncher's chance every year. And I was like, I think that's a good way to put it. Did they have a puncher's chance last year? Well, they ended up not having one because of where they finished. But, man, I thought a lot of stuff went through my head when I heard Curry's quote. One is, and I heard Willard ask this question, you know, is he just talking about this now, or is he Listen, he's getting asked about it. I mean, it is so clear cut right now that he's going to be, it's almost like Durant's free agency. People see the writing on the wall with Steph. They see the Warriors declining, and people are going to say to Steph Curry, what are you thinking as you turn 36, 37, 38, and maybe the team around you is getting worse? What do you think? Well, you know what? I love it here. I want to be a Warrior for life, but you know, I want to have a shot at it. If we ever stink, then yeah, I want out. Okay, well, you know, I get that it's Steph Curry, and he's one of one, but by the same token, I would say, man, I mean, Steph, like, you're great, and you're the reason this team has won four titles, but, you know, you are 36, you didn't have a great second half, and whether you're 1% of our decline or 50% of our decline, you know, you're part of this, too. Like, you are a small part of the reason why we're not able to elevate anymore. So is it really fair for you to expect? Well, that's my second point would be, Steph, you've been here for 15 years. We've had a dynasty. We've paid everybody under the sun, including you. We paid Draymond a couple years ago. Clearly, you were into that. I mean, Steph, you know, you're kind of part of the reason we're in a bind like we are.
Steph is culpable in all this to where the team is at today?
Yes, he bears some culpability.
How much? If you give him percentage, 5%?
Yeah, 5%. Okay. 5 or 10%. 10%.
Because he can whisper in the ears of his obviously, his words hold a lot of weight within the organization. He's the best player on the planet for a given amount of time. He's the best player in the history of Bay Area sports.
Right.
Like, so yes. But to that same token, you got guys like Draymond Green driving to the owner, Joe Lacob's house.
Right.
And saying, I want a contract. And he wants to be. You're like, so you could say Steph a little bit, but I'm putting this, and we just heard from Draymond Green, is it possible, and dare I say this, that Draymond Green has more sway within the organization than Stephen Curry right now?
He might, just because of his voice, that he uses it more.
That's unacceptable.
No doubt about
if I'm a Warriors fan, that is unacceptable.
Could you imagine
Anthony Davis having more of a sway than LeBron James? And if Kyrie Irving had more sway than a LeBron James, right. That's what we're talking about here, folks. We're talking about the best player on this in the history of the franchise, and one of the top 10, maybe go down as top 5 in the history of the sport. And he doesn't even have the most say on his own team.
Right,
that's a problem.
Right, and the 510 on the Xfinity Mobile text line. This is actually the first thing I've agreed with Draymond saying in a while. Markkanen and his injury plagued. Blah blah blah. Now I'm with you. If you can take Draymond at his word, I don't necessarily disagree with him.
It's been debunked a little bit. We had Sarah Todd on of the Deseret News, who covers the team. She said a lot of that has been load management, kind of phony IL, if you're doing a baseball analogy. I think the missed games has been completely overblown from what I've been told and from what I've read up on.
Fair enough.
Just wanted to put that out there.
Fair enough. But what I would say is I'm going to assume, that Steph Curry told Joe Lacob and Mike Dunleavy a year ago, we got to re-sign Draymond. We got to. I need him. We need him. Okay. So they're, and at that point, what if they were thinking of not re-signing Draymond? So then Draymond goes down to Lacob's house. Lacob's thinking that they may walk away from Draymond Green. Draymond makes it hard on Lacob. And then Lacob says, let's just re-sign him because I know Steph wants him. And if we let him go now, we might have a headache with Steph a year sooner than we could already. And all I'm getting at is we've heard about it for 3 years. If Steph Curry it was the reason or was a big part of the reason the Golden State Warriors re-signed Draymond Green for 4 years and $100 million, then part of this situation they're in right now with a lack of flexibility, he's brought on himself with that mindset. If he, in fact, was any kind of impetus toward bringing Draymond Green back, then that's on him. And now for him to say a year later, if we're a bottom feeder, I'm probably going to get out of here. Well, one of the reasons we may become a bottom feeder is because we're coming off a dynasty. We've paid everybody under the sun, but we've paid Draymond more recently than anybody else, and he's 34 years old and declining. So, I got nothing against Steph Curry, and I think he's being asked about it, and he will continue to get asked about it a lot because he's 36 years old, and the Warriors aren't a championship contender right now. Those questions are going to come. What's he want to do? And he's earned every right to do what he wants to do.
Do you think it's a guaranteed lock that he signs an extension August 6th, when he becomes eligible?
Well,
and not that it has to be that date, but during this upcoming season or right before it.
Okay.
And how much pressure does then that put on the organization after that?
This is the one I've given a ton of thought to because I think there's a lot there. So Steph's got 2 more years left in his deal, and on August 6th, he can sign a 1-year extension to tack on to the end of that year.
That's a big day, by the way. That's the Lauri Markkanen thing. If he doesn't sign that day, then he can't sign him next season. He's basically done being a Warrior at that point, probably.
Exactly.
It's a big day.
Exactly. So I'm interested to know, on August, does Steph Curry want a 1-year extension to tack on to the end at $64 million. So my logical part says there's no way that Steph Curry would not want to make the most money he's ever made in 1 year when he's 38 years old. How could you possibly turn that down? We're going to pay you $64 million.
That's a lot of money.
When you're 38. Like, you have to take that on the one hand. Okay. Is there a chance the Warriors would say, any chance you're okay with us not offering you an extension? Well, if I'm Steph, I'd be like, yeah, that's a problem. I want an extension. I'm due for it. I did a lot for this organization. I don't care how old. I want it. Now, there's three other ways to look at it. What if Steph believes that by not signing that third-year extension, if push ever came to shove, he could become a free agent in 2 years? If he doesn't like what he sees at that point, he tests free agency. But then I think, okay, they give him the third-year option, or the third year. Does that really change the Warriors' ability to trade him if he says, get me out of here? I don't think so. In fact, I think another team out there could be, let's say, at this trade deadline. Well, if we trade for Steph, we got him the rest of this year and for two more. That's pretty good. Like, that ain't just, he's coming into town, and if it works, it works. It does. You know what I mean?
And it's a risk because you would assume a team trading for them feel like they're a player away, but they'd probably dip into the second apron. There'd be a lot of financial stuff with that. But to your point, it's Stephen freaking Curry. He's still damn good, top 10, top 15, wherever you want to put him. I think he's a top 10 player still. But yeah, you're still trading for him.
Yeah, and then, you know, I don't know. I just think it's fascinating. And then my other thing that's starting to, you know how stuff builds momentum and then you realize, man, maybe we're further. Is it starting to feel at all like something inevitable may happen with Steph at this point?
Not being a Golden State Warrior for life?
Yes.
Wow.
I mean, if you're a Warrior fan and you just hear Steph Curry say, you know, I don't want to be on a bottom feeder, but you hear Draymond Green saying, yeah, we had a deal that might have helped us right away, but it's going to kill us in 4 years. And, you know, I'm obliged to do the right thing, but I told him it's a bad deal. Well, okay, what are we doing then? Are we pushing our chips in for 1 year or are we not? Because if we're not, guess what? We may be a bottom feeder sooner rather than later.
I still have a hard time wrapping my head around Stephen Curry not being a Warrior for life. I go back to that quote that we read earlier from Anscape, and it's at the very end of it says, but I don't think that's going to be the reality of them being a bottom feeder. So I think that one sentence at the end here,
right,
it still holds a lot of weight for me. Now we'll wait and see, but him not thinking they're going to be horrible. Now they may end up being not a great team, may end up being a bottom feeder. You never know. Health-wise, like let's say, this is another thing. No one wants to talk about it, and I hope it doesn't happen. Knock on wood, I hope it doesn't happen. Like, there's a chance he breaks his hand or something. Something that's not super serious, but something that's going to take him out for a while, right?
6-8 weeks.
6-8 weeks. And then they end up being a bottom five team in the West. And then they just shut him down the rest of the year. Now you're having conversations like, okay, like we just wasted a year now. He's 37 years old. Now this is becoming a reality that we might need to move off of it.
Yep.
That is the only thing that I could think of. But again, that's something we don't want to foresee. That's something we don't want to think about. But there's so many different scenarios that go through Warriors fans' heads. I just don't think, and maybe there are, for 888-957-9570. Is it even coming to your mind that Steph could not be a Warrior for life?
Yeah, I'd like to just ask Warrior fans, what do they make of the last 2 days? Seriously. The quotes from Steph Curry and from Draymond Green. And I'll play the Draymond Green again on the other side, but he essentially said, Warriors were thinking about making a trade last week, and he said that trade stinks. Not for now, it'll help, but down the road, it's going to stink. Let's go to Robert in San Jose. Hey, Robert, how you doing, buddy? What do you got for us?
Thanks for taking my call, sure. Johnny. I'll say the same thing I kind of said on this subject the last time.
Okay.
I'm a Golden State Warriors fan, not just a Steph Curry fan. I was a Warriors fan long before Steph Curry was a twinkle in his daddy's eye. It's about the team. And I appreciate Draymond saying, hey, 2 or 3 years down the road, this trade is going to stink. All this talk about Lauri Markkanen being the answer, I honestly just don't get it. I keep going back to that quote. I think it was maybe you, Simon, here, said about in regards to Jerry West. It's easy for a guy to average 23 points on a team that has zero expectations. And the Utah Jazz have zero expectations. You don't know who Lauri Markkanen is going to be on a team that is going to, and a fan base is going to be expecting him to be that guy.
Right.
And what happens if he's not that guy?
Hey, Robert, remember when the Warriors traded Chris Webber for Tom Gugliotta, and then Gugliotta wasn't the guy, even though he was a pretty damn good player? And
exactly.
He had a lot of pressure on him, and he did not like it, and the fans got on him, and he was moved a half a season into his tenure for Donyell Marshall, and that wasn't very good.
No, it wasn't very good. You're talking about giving up Kuminga and Pazinski and draft picks for someone you really don't know who they are.
Yeah,
we're not talking about Giannis. We're talking about Lauri Markkanen. Let's get real here, please.
Thanks, Robert.
Thanks, Robert. We're up against it.
Appreciate the
goal, my brother.
Appreciate the call. All right, 888-957-9570. I'll play the Draymond Green sound again on the other side. But you think about what Draymond said, and then you consider what Curry said yesterday, and you start thinking about all the issues and obstacles and challenges the Warriors have to overcome. I don't know. You tell me what you think is going on with the Warriors and where they're at right now and what the best course of action is, because it looks like their two best players or two veteran players maybe aren't on the same page.
Gugliotta, by the way, solid career.
Very good.
Solid.
But look All-star. At his look at okay. his half year with the Warriors.
Okay.
And we'll talk about that. And Draymond Green and Steph Curry on the other side. Download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. 888-957-9570. We'll talk more about Draymond Green's quotes to Jeff Teague on the other side. I know where all the prisons are.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, good morning, everybody. Joe Spadoni in for Daryl the Guru Johnson. Yay!
I'm out.
Yep.
I'm off. I'm out.
Get well soon, Goo. Get well soon.
Goo's favorite team, the Dallas Cowboys. Their owner just compared himself to Patrick Mahomes, I'm saying, on my time.
Oh, really?
So there's
wow.
that. Yeah, Jerry Jones is the Patrick Mahomes of owners, I guess. That's how he views himself.
Huh.
Also, more around training camp.
Sure.
Ja'Marr Chase not practicing for his second straight day. Looks like this situation is not over per Adam Schefter. He wants a new contract. And trouble in Cincinnati, Steiny.
Everybody wants a new contract.
Everyone wants money.
Everybody wants a new contract.
But no one honors them anymore, do they, Steiny?
No, they don't. No, they don't. But that's the NFL's issue. They set it up like this, so.
But we love it, don't we?
I think they do this on purpose so that there is all this crap happening off the field.
All the fines,
exactly.
All the sort of stuff, the holding out, the holding in. Hassan
exactly.
Reddick, he's been placed on the not practice, whatever the hell list that is, not injury related. It's just a lot happening right now.
No doubt.
The Jets, by the way, real quick, we'll get to the 49ers.
Sure.
We'll get back to the Warriors here in a sec. The Jets knew Hassan Reddick, former Philadelphia Eagle, wanted a new contract with them. So they trade for him, and now they're not giving him a new contract? What did they think was going to happen? I don't understand that entire situation. It's very odd. Like, the Eagles got weaker on the defensive line depth, not having Fletcher Cox and Hassan Reddick. But what are the Jets doing, who are the 49ers' week one opponent? Obviously, the Eagles will be one of the top dogs in the NFC, you would think, along with the Lions, the Niners, Rams, whoever else you want to throw in there. But football drama, Stein. I just love it. I can't get enough of it.
I don't hate it. I know that. We're talking about Draymond Green.
Oh, speaking of drama.
And the reason we're talking about Draymond Green is because he was on Jeff Teague's podcast, 520, and he was talking about the Warriors, where they're at right now, where they're going, how to get there. And I want everybody to take a listen to this, because if you're a Warrior fan, I don't know, what crosses your mind when you hear Draymond Green say the following? Because it's there are branches galore.
Regardless of how uneasy he was last year, regardless of how bothered he was, we built that organization.
That's a fact.
That organization was the laughing stock of the NBA.
That's a fact, bro.
And so in doing what we've done, there's still a care for the organization. Like, we was just about to make some trades last week. And I told them straight up, like, yo, that trade helped me. Like, it'll help me right now in my career these last couple years and stuff. But I've always spoke to y'all from a place of what's best for this organization. I won't stop now.
Yeah.
That's a bad trade. Like, don't do that trade. Like, I disagree with it, although it's going to help me right now.
Yeah.
And so what Clay just did, and nobody will give him credit for, what Clay just did is he just relieved this organization of the financial hardships that the organization was starting to face. Right? Yeah. You're still doing for the organization. Yeah. But nobody will say that. Nobody will say him leaving, because they'll only make it about, he was unhappy.
So Clay wanted to stay, but he looked at the Warriors organization and said, you know what? I'm going to help them. I'm going to help the Warriors by going to another team, because I know that, boy, they're in a bind financially. Now, they're just going to say that Clay was not happy. Like, that just hit me there. I glossed over that first part. Boy, what a magnanimous gesture by Clay Thompson. He was actually happy last year, and for the last 2 years, he was in a great mood. He wanted to stay here. He was looking for a reason to stay, but he said, you know what, Joe? I'm going to do you a solid and help clean up your financial situation, because you guys are bigger than I am, and I'd rather help you than look out for my own self-interest. What's it, Draymond? What are you talking about? He's just, that last part, hit the pike.
I think he's speaking out of turn, but that's what Draymond does. He's a podcaster, hashtag new media. This is what he does. He goes on, speaks his mind, and whether you like it or not, and I saw we threw the tweet out there, at 95.7 The Game. You can follow me, at @Spadoni_Joe.
Oh.
Thank you. Steiny, I don't think you have a Twitter anymore. That's all right. You're not missing much. It's just a cesspool out there. We were talking about it, and we were just saying, you know, does Draymond Green have more sway than Steph Curry? And
right.
You were saying he might because of his voice, because he speaks like there is something to everyone hearing you and then eventually just buying into it, because the more you hear it we hear it all the time in politics, the narratives, right?
Right.
There's these narratives that you keep building upon. Well, sooner or later, you keep hearing it all the time. You might think, oh, maybe he's right. And I think that's what we're getting at with Draymond Green, whether it's true or not. Like, these comments, and this is from Anika who responded on Twitter, you're reacting to Draymond's comments because Draymond makes comments publicly. You don't know who says what behind closed doors. And reacting to a serial podcaster, serial podcasting is hilarious. Let's use our brains here. Well, he's making the comments, though. That's the thing in all this. Stephen Curry does not make comments. And now, for the first time in a long time, he's made some comments to the media. So now, not only do you have Draymond chirping, you got Stephen Curry kind of putting the Warriors on notice, too, saying, yeah, if we're going to suck, I'm kind of out of here.
Exactly.
If you're reading between the lines.
Exactly. And I'm going to read between the lines a little further and say, I mean, there's only one trade out there that we've been talking about for 2 weeks, and that's Lauri Markkanen. So maybe I'm wrong on some of the particulars, but it sounds to me like the Warriors were really thinking, or are really thinking, about acquiring Markkanen, even if it costs maybe Kuminga and Pajemski and a couple picks. And Draymond's saying that's a dumb trade because you're going to be kicking yourself in 4 or 5 years. Okay, well, the day before, Steph Curry just said, I ain't playing for a bottom feeder. So whether you like the Markkanen trade or not, I believe that, yeah, if you get Lauri Markkanen, you have a chance to be better next year. But I don't think you're going to be loving that trade in 3 or 4 years. So I
but at least he's young. Like,
right.
Lauri Markkanen is 27. So, like, at least, like, I get what Draymond's trying to say. Again, we're we're assuming he's talking about Lauri Markkanen. Even if it was, maybe it was a Brandon Ingram, who's also is relatively young, right? What is he, 28, 29? He's relatively, but Markkanen's even younger than that, 27. So, like, I don't even know if he's, can he even say that? He doesn't know that they're going to be better or not a couple of years down the line. He's assuming, too. Like, what if they trade for Markkanen and he ends up being amazing, he fits perfectly, he wins a couple All-Stars, then they are someone you have building after life of Stephen Curry and after Draymond Green. You have something to build around still, right? So even he doesn't know that. He's kind of speaking at it during here a bit too, right? How does he know that they're not going to be good if they make that trade a couple years down the line? How does he know that?
He doesn't, but I'm with him. I mean, how will they be better 3 years from now without Steph, without Draymond, without Kuminga, without Pajemski?
Oh, you don't know. We don't know if it's both of them.
I know.
But it might be one of them.
But hey, whatever Dre says, he didn't like it. He didn't like it for 3 or 4 years down the line.
And if I'm Joel Acob, I say that is not your concern.
Well,
that's exactly what I say.
And if I'm Steph Curry, deep down I'm thinking, you know what, let's go get Markkanen. We'll be better next year. That's all I care about. Because I want to keep trying to have a shot. But Draymond saying, well, no, it's time to be responsible. Like, it's Draymond saying, we've got to consider life after Curry. Like, what are you doing?
All things being equal, let's say in this scenario, Steph's, you know, talking through the media. He's saying that let's make a trade here to help this team now, because right now, currently constructed, we're not good enough to win a title. So let's say Steph goes to ownership. He's like, yeah, let's do that marketing trade. But then Draymond, they ask him later on that day, Draymond, what do you think? I don't think we should do it.
Right.
Who are they listening to? Are they like, if it's, see, you have to think about it. That's not good. I listen to my star, Steph.
Right.
I do what he wants.
But
right?
There's a part of Joe Lacob that, I was going to say, doesn't listen to anybody, but apparently he did listen to Draymond last year. I get that. But I'm with you. In that, I'm hearing two different visions of what this team's considering doing, and I'm hearing a disagreement between our star player Steph Curry and Draymond Green. So, I don't know. I don't know what to make of what Draymond said. I agree with it in theory. I'm not for trading future firsts and Kuminga and pods for marketing. But I will acknowledge, yeah, it might make you better next year. So to me, that trade, whether you make it or not, is going to not dictate, but that's going to give you a window into what the Warriors' thinking is, right? I mean, it is. If they make the marketing trade, to me, they're saying, look, we're going to try to be as competitive as possible in the next year or so with Steph. If they don't make the marketing trade, they're telling me, yeah, we think about life after Curry because we have to and we owe it to ourselves. Well, which one is it? Which one does Draymond want? Which one does Steph want? I don't know. I mean, I do know, it feels like. So.
Well, and I think a lot of this, again, how much you want to put into it, you can if you want. But I choose to think that Steph being at the Olympics is kind of fueling a lot of this right now. I think him playing with all these stars and all these studs and all these players on legit contending teams, the Anthony Edwards of the world, the swagger that guy has, right? Say what you will at the Lakers, if they're contenders or not, but he knows how well LeBron James and Anthony Davis played together. Now they're incorporating him in that. He's like, oh man, if I could just get one of these guys on my team, right? Not to say, I don't think Lowry's on the level of those guys, but he's a damn good player, and I think he would be an improvement to what you already have on there. He'd easily be the second best player on this team right now. How much better than the next upgrade?
Right.
He'd be the second best player skill wise, without a doubt. I do think him playing in the Olympics is starting to, you know, fuel some of this. And Draymond Green sitting back watching, he has a lot of time on his hands. He's going to the media, going on podcasts. I think where these guys are at right now in their summers is dictating a lot of these comments.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number.
I would love to have Draymond Green on the commentary, though. Is it possible he could be doing this coverage for NBC at all? Can we get Draymond on pre- and post-game coverage for Team USA? Come on, Steiny.
It's a double-edged sword.
Why?
Because I don't know.
Bobby Fitz in studio, back to you, Draymond.
Maybe. I just want to know what Warrior fans think of it all. You get hit with a Steph bottom feeder quote yesterday, and now Draymond Green saying, oh, yeah, we had a deal. And by the way, the real quick, and I'm gonna get to some calls in a second. 888-957-9570 is the number if you want to jump in, because I think there's more than one way to interpret all this, and we're trying to make something out of it. 650 says, I think Draymond Green was talking about the PG-13 trade. I don't know. He said a week ago we had this deal. So that tells me that it wasn't Paul George, because that was signed, sealed, and delivered by then. But who knows? Let's go to Ray. Ray is in Pleasant Hill. He wants to follow up on something you said, Spadone. What's up, Ray? How you doing?
Hey, Pleasant Ray.
Hey, fellas. Great conversation. Yeah, so I think it's really, 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 really interesting. What I got from that conversation with Steph Curry when he made that comment, it's very fascinating. Like you guys touched on it. He's in the Olympics right now, but who is he playing with? LeBron James. What is LeBron James known for? When he's a free agent or he's got 1 year remaining on his deal, he's known to put pressure on organizations, ownership, to get the players that he needs to compete for a title. I think Steph Curry's taking a little play out of LeBron's book applying some pressure to the Warriors' ownership, which I think is a phenomenal and a smart move. Why not? He's also watched Klay Thompson leave, his Splash brother that he's been playing with for so many years. He sees the writing on the wall. He sees that this team, you know, if it becomes a situation where he's playing, you know, for a play-in and he's going to be a bottom feeder, he doesn't want any part of that. So, of course, he's going to put some pressure on the ownership to make a move here. So I think that's a smart move on his behalf. And I think end of the day, it doesn't really matter what Draymond says or what he says to the ownership. No, the ownership is not going to listen to Draymond. They only listen to one person and one person only, Steph Curry, because he is the organization. So I think it's really fascinating that how that goes on. And just one last point, guys, the trade that Draymond is talking about, I really think he's talking about the trade with the Chicago Bulls and what's his name? The one with the big contract.
Zach LaVine?
I think is how you say his name. I really think he was thinking about that trade. I think he was talking about that. I don't think he was talking about Paul George, and I don't think he's talking about the Utah Jazz guy. Markin. I think he's talking about that trade.
Yeah. Thanks, Ray. Appreciate the call. I shouldn't say like I know for a fact that he's talking about Lowry Markin, and I don't. But in theory,
that's what the Warriors have been linked to mostly.
Exactly.
Lowry Markin. I don't think it's Brandon Ingram. I don't think it's Zach LaVine. I mean, they could have had Zach LaVine if they wanted him. I don't think anyone wants that contract with that foot right now.
Exactly.
God, what a disaster that would be.
Exactly. I don't. You know, it's funny. It's Ray was saying, yeah, the Warriors listen to Steph Curry, not Draymond Green, and. Do they? I mean, do they?
I mean, Draymond Green drove to Joe Lacob's house to get a contract done.
Exactly.
Had some say with Joe Lacob.
Joe Lacob, wake up, man.
Let me ask you this.
It is interesting, Sonny. And yes, I'll let you do that in a sec. But
yeah.
Klay Thompson's relationship clearly waned with the organization. So much so that they already knew when that final reported golf trip happened with Joe Lacob and Klay Thompson that it was just a formality. It was just them being cordial to each other. They weren't talking business. It was already done between them. So that's one guy down with the big three, the core three. You got Draymond and Steph in there. You don't think Klay leaving even elevates Draymond's voice even more so within that organization now? I mean, it's him and Steph and Lacob. That's all Lacob has known.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And the Klay thing, I think it was different because of the major injuries. That kind of soured him a little bit within the organization. Like, not to say that the injuries themselves, but I think his personality shifted, and I'm not blaming him for that. He had two dramatic injuries with the Achilles and the ACL. That'll change anyone's mindset. Being out of basketball for how many days was it? 300-plus days?
Yeah.
However long it was. Like, that'll change anyone. So I'm not hammering Klay at all for this, but clearly his voice within the organization grew very tired. And it just shocks me that Draymond Green's voice within the organization has not gotten tired at all, it seems like.
Yeah. And
with everything that's happened, he was indefinitely suspended last year.
I know.
It's just, and he's still having say within trades and all this. It's just crazy to me. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong here, but God, it just feels like this guy has done so much.
I know.
He punched his teammate in the face, the guy that was supposed to be part of the future of this team. And he has the gall to say, no, I don't think this trade's good for the future. Well, Jordan Poole looked like he was going to be great for the future.
Right.
And he ruined that.
I just can't.
Come on.
I wonder how much Draymond talks and doesn't believe what he's saying. I really do. I mean, to take him at his word, he has a lot of say in the organization. That's what he's telling us. And I'm kind of with you. I feel like thinking those days should be over at this point. Absolutely over. The other thing I want to bring up to you, Joe, to just get you, feel you out on this. Do you think there's anything to, you're Steph Curry. You've been the good soldier. And maybe you have stayed out of personnel decisions for the most part. But you see what happened with Klay. And you know, if you're Steph Curry, he turned down $48 million, and then the Warriors essentially walked away. And it was over. And there wasn't a lot of communication. And there wasn't another offer. Not so much that Steph thinks, I wonder if they could do that to me. Not that. But I wonder if he is a little sour because of the way the Klay Thompson situation went down. And maybe because he is a little sour about it, or he just didn't like it, now he is beginning to make himself known more. The other question I have for Warrior fans is this. If he is taking a page out of LeBron James's playbook, do you like it? Do you like it or not? I could see how some Warrior fans...
I kind of love it, to be honest. It's just refreshing. Like, it's just refreshing to have the best player. Finally, I can hear his voice. That's not aw shucks and not all this sort of stuff. And I want bad boy Stephen Curry right now. We're not going Diddy here. Don't talk about that. We're not going that bad boy. But I want, like if we're going Star Wars, he's been the nice Jedi. I want a Sith. I want the red lightsaber. I want the blue lightsaber.
But here's the problem with that. LeBron has been doing it his whole career. And objectively speaking, if Steph's starting to do that, I would say, dude, you picked the one time, you know, in 15 years when we've got no flexibility. You've picked the one time in 15 years where we have to get our finances in order. It's like you're putting pressure on us for the first time at the exact moment that we just can't. We're more limited than we've ever been. And Steph's got to know that.
Well, and you know what Steph replies? I don't care. Sorry. I am the franchise. You do what I want.
Well, then I get to the next question, which I think a lot of people don't even want to get into, but I think it's starting to become relevant, and it is, are you starting to feel like the Steph Curry situation is becoming inevitable? And what that situation is it's not too late anymore. Like, we've got to start talking about what we're doing. And I get it. There's 0-0 right now, but I always believe that a front office and a general manager and an owner, they have to think down the line. And if I'm Joe Lacob, I've got to start thinking, what if we don't get off to a good start next year? You know, what if we're 11-18 for whatever reason? Then what do we do? And I get it. It's not the time to trade Steph Curry right now. But what I'm asking is, is it time to start thinking about it? And my answer to that is yes.
I also
you have to start thinking about it if things get a little sideways.
Absolutely. So I didn't mean to cut you off, Mr. Steiny. I also want to ask the question at 888-957-9570. Also hit us up on the Xfinity Bubble text line, same number, 888-957-9570. Like, should Draymond Green have any say within current or future moves within this organization? Are you okay with that, Warriors fans? Draymond Green having a legit voice when it comes to personnel decisions? 888-957-9570, because I do not. If I'm a Warriors fans, I do not like any of that.
I don't either. I mean, I think, you know, I don't want to go down the Draymond Green road of, are you sick of him, are you not? Because I know there are a lot of people that are, and there's still some stalwarts who love him.
Well, the frustrating part is, I think when he's on the court, he's still a damn good player. It's just when you're indefinitely suspended, when you do what you did to Jordan Poole, now he's gone. when you do all the things you've done, when it goes back to Kevin Durant, all of that now, you're not the player you once were. Still good when on the court. But again, I can't even trust you when you're on the court half the time that you're going to do the right thing. You're going to stay level-headed. And now you're saying, yeah, I don't think this move is going to be good for the team in the future. But right now, you know, it might be the best move. Well, Draymond, you're not even available for the right now half the time. So how could you even say that? Like, I just don't think he should be in any position where he could have a legit, you know, say when it comes to player personnel here. I think this thing is ludicrous.
I'm
not going the rapper either.
Let me ask you this. Do you think that, and I want to ask Warrior fans this, because I've never really gotten a definitive understanding from what Warrior fans think. Do Warrior fans think that that Joe Lacob and the Warriors were willing to let Draymond Green walk away last year without a contract extension, but Draymond Green drove down to Lacob's house and changed his mind? Do we believe that? And if we do, like, what do we think of that? Because if that's the case, that's set up part of this dynamic that maybe it's true. Draymond Green does have the eyes and ears of Dunleavy and Lacob, and all of a sudden now Draymond Green is thinking about the future after Steph and him are gone. That seems a little out of character. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're talking about what Draymond Green said on Jeff Teague's podcast. We'll play that again on the other side. And then we'll get back to 49ers training camp. It's day two today. Day one was very, very interesting. And we can talk about that down the line, too. 888-957-9570. Spadone, ask the question. Does Draymond Green really still have a big voice in this organization? That segment was brought to you by Safeway.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.